We're in Philippians, the book of Philippians. We're looking at the joy of ministry. And we're in Philippians chapter 1 as we bring or conclude this chapter in our study. The joy of ministry, this is actually part 2, and we're looking at verses 18 through 30. But let me begin with this story about Joe Cumming. Joe Cumming was one of the fellows at a faith and cultural center at Yale University. And Joe had a very special interest because of his background experience of growing up in Lebanon and growing in a culture where there were many there who needed to know Jesus Christ, like if you will, our culture right here on the mountain and down below in the surrounding communities. But Joe had a very special burden in his heart to reach Muslim men and women and boys and girls with the wonderful good news of Jesus Christ. And so he was praying one day when he was there in Lebanon. And his heart's desire was to have a special meeting if the Lord would give him that opportunity with the Ayatollah. He was one of the most influential Muslim clerics in the Arabic world at that time. It was a day before one of the high holy days of the Shiite sect of the Muslims. And so it was really, from a human's perspective, almost impossible. In fact, impossible for him to get an audience with the Sheikh, the Ayatollah. Because it was like trying to get an audience with the Pope on Christmas Eve. No one's ever tried that. Well, he looked to the Lord in prayer, and he was saying, Lord, if you would open that door, pray that you'll give me that opportunity. Well, he had the opportunity then on that very day. But he was informed by the Sheikh's secretary that he would only have 5 minutes. And he was informed and quite clearly instructed, after 4 minutes and 55 seconds, stand up and be ready to walk out of the door. You only have 5 minutes with the Ayatollah. So he took that opportunity. He prayed, Lord, give me wisdom. May my words be your words through me to the Sheikh's heart. And so after he prayed, he noticed that there was a banner across the street. And the banner was in Arabic. And it said this, the victory of blood over the sword. He could read Arabic, obviously. And so when he met with the Ayatollah, he asked the Ayatollah a question. He says, does that mean the victory of blood over the sword? Yes, it does. He says, now, does that mean that when Muhammad's grandson, Hussein, was about to be killed, he had a sword in his hand and he could have defended himself and killed those who were attacking him, but he laid down the sword and gave up his life and was murdered by his enemies? And the Ayatollah said, yes, it does mean that. But what is that to you? And so Joe Cumming said, well, you know, I believe that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ laid down his life for his enemies. And that is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we can have our sins forgiven. And I believe that it's through the sacrifice of a life that forgiveness can be made. Interesting, the Ayatollah turned to his followers who were sitting next to him. He says, you know, I totally agree with the word of this Christian man of God. Just then, Joe realized that it was now 4 minutes and 55 seconds. He stood up and started to walk out the door. And the Ayatollah said, wait. Where are you going? Well, sir, I was instructed I only had 5 minutes. No, come back, young man. Please sit here. I've got some more questions to ask you. And Joe spoke and shared the gospel with the Ayatollah for 2 solid hours. God does give opportunities, and Joe's heart was just rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. Who'd have ever thought I would have an opportunity to speak to the Ayatollah and for 2 hours speak to him about Jesus Christ? The Ayatollah, in the discussion during 2 hours, he brought up an issue that was just quite recent in the Western Bank. And he said, tell me, young man, what do you think about those two little boys on the Western Bank that were killed by a missile that was misfired? What do you have to say about that as a Christian? And Joe replied, Sir, I look at the suffering of others here in this world through the lens of the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it really was through the suffering of Christ on Calvary's cross? That is God's answer, he says, because if I was to just look at the world, I would think maybe God had turned his back on the world and given up on the world. When I see all the suffering and all that's going on right now, not just here in the Middle East, but elsewhere around the world, but then I am reminded that God did not give up on humanity. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, clothed in humanity as God's answer and solution to sin and the hope of forgiveness through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It was interesting because Joe in his journal said, you know, I heard the Ayatollah again turn over to his followers and says, you know, I agree with every word of this Christian man of God has just said to me today. Now, whether the Ayatollah came to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, Joe never found out. He left and eventually moved out of Lebanon. Only the Lord knows. But one thing for sure, Joe had experienced and rejoiced with the joy of ministry. Now, you could understand that, couldn't you? And we can understand it too when the Lord gives us those opportunities for ministering to others, to one another, and to those who are yet to believe in our Savior Jesus Christ. And so as we look here in Philippians chapter 1, and we see the second part of our study entitled The Joy of Ministry, we see some interesting things that Paul is sharing. Now, he has a lot of thoughts that are kind of interconnected. But they're all related to biblical truths, truths from God. And really, our joy in the Lord Jesus Christ is based on God's truth. Not upon our circumstances or how I happen to feel at any given moment. And so as we come here, we'll see, and we'll try to ferret out, if you will, some of those key principles that Paul is sharing with them, because he wanted the believers in Philippi to experience again and again and again the joy of ministry, like Paul himself, even though he was chained to a Roman guard and incarcerated there in Rome, he still could rejoice. And again he said, I rejoice, and I will continue to rejoice. Turn with me, if you will, if you're not there, Philippians chapter 1. Follow with me as I read from verses, let's just pick it up, if you will, at verse 18. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, and we looked at that last week, Christ is preached, and because of this I rejoice. But so that they wouldn't forget where Paul's coming now with regard to ministry and joy in ministry, he goes, yes, and I will continue to rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in this body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet, what shall I choose?